So let's just go ahead and rip the Band-Aid off here. I'm ending the podcast, which I think deserves some kind of an explanation. It's been 7.5 years, maybe slightly more. The truth is, the podcast has felt like a burden for a few years now. And I want to be clear, you are not a burden. You, the listener, has actually been like the second best thing that's ever happened to me in my life. The first is getting married. That was dope. But you're like a really close second. I started this podcast when I was 23, and it's been my entire adult life, like since college. But the understanding I have of who I am as a person has changed dramatically. See, back when I first started, I was a hustle culture addict. Like, I consumed everything. The Grant Cardones, the Gary V's. Like, I was in it. I was listening to all the motivational videos. I was consuming nonstop, trying to develop this mindset of someone who could, like, make it in this world. And some of those things that I was doing for myself at the time was working insanely hard. Like, insanely, insanely hard. I was setting clear goals. I was trying my best. Literally everything I was doing, I was really putting in effort and time and energy to make it something. I was sacrificing sleep, like full-on sacrificing sleep, 4 hours a night, all of that. I was trying to improve my morning routine and waking up at 5 a.m. and doing all of the stuff, the cold showers, all of it. I was incredibly unhappy with my life. And I felt like I needed to work myself to the bone to create something better. And the interesting thing, thinking back on it now, like I never once felt proud of myself at all. I was always sort of deferring pride and happiness and joy to like some weird future achievement. Like, oh, I'll take a break or I'll praise myself or whatever once I've done blank. And then that goalpost has always pushed. And I've talked about this on the show before. Now, here's the thing. Looking back, I cannot say with good conscience that that doesn't work. My life has changed dramatically in part because of those things, in no small part. But I've also had a lot of realizations in the 7, almost 8 years since. See, back in 2017 when my dad died, it kind of like shattered my sense of reality and my sense of self. It was this like sobering reality check that no matter what I had done, no matter how successful I was, no matter how rich I was at the time, I was powerless. There was nothing I could have done to change that outcome. But it led me to ask a really important question, one that I'm so incredibly grateful I had the opportunity to ask. Was I going to spend my entire life living for someone else? One of the things that this journey made me realize, both hosting the podcast and then having this sort of like reality check, majority of things that like could solve the very real problems we're dealing with are systemic. And there's been a number of things that have reinforced that for me over the years. For example, last year or 2 years ago, when they repealed Roe v. Wade, I think I made an episode on it at the time, but it's very difficult to tell people that they have control over their lives, that they are personally responsible for their decisions, that they are able to change their life and then take away a fundamental right that gives them that control. That's a systemic problem. No amount of personal development is going to fix that. So I started to realize all of these things, and out of nowhere, my goals started to change. I started to look at who I actually was without the ambition, without the drive, without the hard work, without the sacrifice. Who was I? What is it that I was interested in? What made me me? I started to ask that question. And what I came back with was a deep hatred for an industry that only exists because of your suffering. This podcast can only work. I can only grow. I can only make a lot of money from it if you continue to suffer and struggle. And that's just not something I'm happy contributing to. And so my first move was to try and change the show. If I knew that many of our issues were systemic, that we needed to focus on societal change in order to affect our personal lives, then I was going to focus more on politics, and I was going to focus more on tackling those systemic problems. But I couldn't do it. It just made me depressed. But you were still here. You were still getting value, and I wanted to show up for you. So I tried changing the show again. I tried focusing on being kind to yourself, on self-empathy. I tried focusing on more interviews with researchers and sharing data-driven advice. I tried all of it, and none of it ever felt right. Every single thing I did felt like I was just another voice contributing to the problem, building a platform on the top of your suffering. So for a while, I just decided, okay, after 1,000 episodes, I'm going to leave. That's when I'll do it. I'll just get the next 100 or so done, and then we'll move on. But that led to me phoning it in. I produced episodes I knew were not good or useful, all for a paycheck, because this was my full-time job at the time, and I wasn't fortunate enough to walk away from the money, so what else could I do? But the result of that was actually devastating. I started to hate myself. I started to dread recording. But you are still here, and I wanted to do right by you. And one day I asked myself a very simple question. Why do I care about hitting 1,000 episodes? And you know what's crazy? I didn't have an answer. Because I'd said I would? Because it would look better? Sure, 1,000 episodes is a great achievement to work towards, but why couldn't I be proud of what I had already done? Why did I need to wait until episode 1,000 to be proud? And that's when it hit me. I needed to leave now. Because this podcast started as a way to share personal development advice that actually worked. We talked about setting goals. We talked about being ambitious. We talked about pushing for what you really want in life. And that advice was amazing for me back when I was 23 and first started this show, because I was working hard out of a deep, desperate attempt to achieve my goals. I was working hard to run away from a life that I was not happy with. I ignored any sense of accomplishment, any sense of pride, any sense of joy, and sacrifice those things in the present for some imaginary future because I didn't think I deserved it. But I've grown since then. And the best advice I can give myself today, and the best advice I can give you, is to be happy with and proud of who you already are and what you're already doing, rather than obsessing over who you're trying to become and what you want to do. There's nothing wrong with working towards something you want, but you can also be happy today, right now. That's the only thing you have actual control over. I'm really, really proud of the work I did on this show. I really am. And I hope it will be a body of work that others can find and experience for years to come, but my time here is over. If you'd like to stay in touch, I'm going to be making content and sharing my life over on Instagram and TikTok. My username is at Greg Clunis on both of those, GREGGCLUNIS. The links are also in the description of this episode. I would love to hear from you at any point, anything you're willing to share. I would really, really love to hear from you. But until the next time I see you or talk to you, whenever that might be, my name is Greg Clunis. And remember that all big changes come from the tiny leaps you take every day. Thank you.